The government hauled Tonawanda Coke into court last week for violating his probation requirements by allegedly exceeding federal clean air standards. In court Monday, attorneys for Tonawanda Coke told Judge William Scretany that repairs are underway and they requested more than a month's delay in the company's probation hearing. But Judge Scretany rejected any delay, saying he's looking to safeguard the community's well-being and residents' concerns need to be addressed immediately. Afterwards, Tonawanda Coke's attorney, Jeff Stravino, told WBFO News he's looking forward to being in court Friday.
The company's been making commitments to address the capacity as aggressively and safely as possible. We're committed to the community. And as you heard me say, I'm a resident of Grand Island, and I don't believe there's any proof in the record showing that there's an imminent and substantial endangerment to the community.
Scretany said the probation hearing will follow the rules of a criminal trial. Jackie James Creedon, director of Citizen Science Community Resources, says she's ecstatic with Scretany's decision.
If they do indeed show that they are in violation of Tonawanda Coke's probation, that there possibly could be a resentencing of the company. So we weren't aware of that, and that is awesome news.
Federal prosecutors are seeking to shut down Tonawanda Coke. The company's probation hearing is set to begin Friday morning at 9. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.